Thank you, Madam Chair, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, good morning, good afternoon. My name is Parrett Mteto from the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, Zambia, standing in for Mr. Cherukya Sampa, the Executive Director of the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, who unfortunately has been seized with an urgent matter of national importance and therefore could not be part of the proceedings. Nevertheless, the Commission would like to thank ANCTAD for the invitation to be party of the discussions on matters of consumer protection, particularly in the financial services sector. To answer the question, Madam Chair, I will address the question by looking at three issues: the need for policy and law review, the need for harmonization, and also the need for consultation. Consumer protection law and policy, Madam Chair, needs to be reviewed to ensure that they are adequate in dealing with the fast evolving consumer concerns, especially associated with financial services. Madam Chair, experience has shown that there are at least three levels that the laws and policies must address dealing with current and potential consumer protection concerns. These largely come from consumer-driven malpractices. They are also from agent-driven malpractices. These are the agents or the parties that are in between the service providers and the consumers, and also service-driven malpractices. Madam Chair, consumer-driven malpractices, these include extortion by consumers, scamming by consumers, phishing, and impersonation of service providers. When we look at the agent-driven malpractice, Madam Chair, we are looking at the fraud committed by the agents of service providers by acts such as accessing confidential information. These can be personal identification numbers, identity card numbers, conducting fake registrations and transactions. There are also service-driven malpractices such as fraud committed by employees of service providers due to their access to client information and funds. And therefore, the laws and the policies, Madam Chair, as they are being reviewed to both address the current concerns and the potential concerns, they at least must be able to address these three layers: from the consumers, the agents, and the service providers. And the second item, Madam Chair, that I want to talk about is the need to harmonize the laws. Now, I think this is not only unique to Zambia, but to many, many other jurisdictions. Consumer protection is normally and often, unfortunately, scattered. There are a number of regulators. You have the financial regulators, you have the telecom regulators, you have the consumer protection regulators, and many other regulators playing one part or the other. So, due to the nature of the financial services, particularly the digital financial services, there are several players that are involved, from the telecom, the financial services, the intermediaries, and consumer protection agencies. There are laws that are segmented to deal with these various aspects along the value chain. It can be daunting to ensure that these laws and policies are pulling in the same direction. And therefore, Madam Chair, one way to deal with these would be to codify the laws into one specific law dealing with financial consumer protection, or in the alternative, if the codification of these laws into a single harmonized process cannot be done in the short term, then that requires high level of collaboration among the regulators. I think we have heard from the previous sessions, Madam Chair, that this is often voluntary, and therefore it really depends high level of willingness to collaborate, but that must be the process and the way to go. Then the last thing, Madam Chair, in order to have the laws and the policies that respond to consumer needs, there must be consultation, Madam Chair. The law and policy development certainly require consultation with relevant stakeholders. We think this is where apex bodies like UNCTAD can also come in with the model law to provide the process of law and policy review guidance. Of course, these should take into account the specific regional and country needs to ensure that the resulting laws and policies are responsive to the unique needs of the particular environment.